broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight. It is Tuesday, September the 5th, 2017. I hope you had a nice Labor Day weekend. We're going to talk about some economic and job issues. And, of course, one of those big issues is going to be DACA. Today, Donald Trump said he's going to make his announcement. We're going to take a look at what's behind that. How did we get DACA? We got the left and, of course, the people who are with the left, people like Paul Ryan, people like Jeb Bush and others, who are wringing their hands that we would get rid of an executive order by an executive order. So we're going to go back and we're going to take a look at Paul Ryan, what he had to say and other issues. We also have several guests joining us to talk about what's happening in North Korea. We've got Nikki Haley begging for war. She says the North Koreans are begging for it, but she's also begging for it in the United Nations. We're going to be talking to Michael Malice. He's the author of a book, Dear Reader, The Unauthorized Autobiography of Kim Jong-il. Now, this is the father of the current young'un that is shooting missiles everywhere, very irresponsibly. So we want to get into the psyche of the man with the missiles. He exploded an H-bomb over the weekend. We're also going to be talking to Joel Skousen about the geopolitical issues, the consequences of what happens if we do nothing, what happens if we do something, if we attack North Korea. We're also going to be talking to R.C. Maxwell. He is the young man who was sucker punched. He is a Republican activist, Trump supporter. He was sucker punched by the peaceful Antifa people. So we have a culture war that's going on here in America. We have perhaps a world war that is about to kick off. And we also have a war over whether or not we're even going to have a country. That's really what DACA is about. So we're going to take a look at those. But first, let's take a look at the news. We have Hurricane Irma strengthening. As the Florida governor yesterday declared a state of emergency in all 67 counties, it was about 5 p.m. yesterday. The Weather Service says the hurricane has potential to be a major event for the East Coast. It also has potential to significantly strain FEMA and other governmental resources occurring so quickly on the heels of Harvey. They say a landfall in Florida, Georgia, or the Carolinas are all in the realm of possibilities. It could also head into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Another scenario still on the table is that Irma might curve northward, miss the east coast entirely. That would still generate large surf and rip currents along the east coast. However, that is the least likely scenario to occur at this point. As we celebrated Labor Day over the weekend, we have this story from the New York Post. Americans work harder than any other citizens. They say on the average American worker works harder than Japanese counterparts or the average European. They say statistics show that Americans work longer hours than the majority of other countries, 137 hours per year more than the Japanese. You wouldn't have thought that, would you? We're always told that they work harder. We're always told that people who come here from, as we're told by the executive, the CEO of Chobani, they're people outside of America are the best workers in the world. But we work the hardest here in this country, 260 hours more per year than in the UK, 500 hours more than people in France. So Americans are pretty hardworking. I hope you had a good day off for Labor Day. There's also, however, in Canada, moral outrage over low wages. Why do we have low wages? Well, it's because the Canadians are now being flooded with people who have left the United States, afraid that they're going to be deported. So now they're going into Canada as they rolled out the welcome mat for them. But we have one of the largest private sector unions saying NAFTA should be scrapped if Mexico cannot agree to better labor standards. They said tensions are sharp over differences in pay between Mexican workers and Canadian and U.S. counterparts. This surfaced Sunday as negotiators discussed labor market rules and talks to overhaul the North American Free Trade Agreement. They say that Mexican political and corporate leaders firmly resist demands to bring wages into line with the U.S. and Canadian levels. And we're going to talk about the president of Mexico lecturing us about the importance of DACA, saying this is the heart of what America is about. Now, we're going to talk about the rule of law. We're going to talk about how that was violated and how Paul Ryan stood by and did nothing until Donald Trump said he was going to do something. Now they're going to get busy. And what is going to happen? Will it be the suicide of the Republican Party? We'll see. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
He We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Mel is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Today we expect to hear Donald Trump's pronouncement on DACA. What is expected is that he is going to shut down the executive order that created it by Barack Obama, but that he will delay doing anything about it for 6 months. And so we're going to talk about the political ramifications of that. We're going to talk about how we got DACA. We're going to take a look at reactions from various people. We have an interesting reaction in 2014 from Paul Ryan using DACA as a way to campaign for office and then doing absolutely nothing about it until we see that President Trump wants to get rid of it. Now they're talking about how they've got to step in and do something. Can they do something? Will it be suicide for the Republicans? We shall see. Meanwhile, as I was finishing up with the news in the previous break, the outrage in Canada over low wages and threats of walking out on NAFTA by the largest private sector union in the country tells us something about why we should be concerned about this. Of course, there are other issues as well when we look at immigration and we look at the fact that we don't have control over our borders. We don't know who's coming into this country. And if we have people who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing drug cartels and terrorism in their country, what's to stop the people who are terrorizing them in their country from following them into our country and terrorizing us here? The place where my wife grew up on Long Island, Suffolk County, New York, that has now 400 MS-13 gang members in it. It's completely transformed the area. And this is something that we all need to be concerned about. But looking at the economic side, this other story that was up on the Drudge Report today from CBS News, wary of robots taking jobs, Hawaii now toys with guaranteed pay. What is that? That's universal basic income. That is now the new darling of the Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, if you will, or I guess we need to come up with another name for them because they've gone beyond entrepreneurs. These are the corporate multinational elitists who want to control our economy. And we have to understand how dangerous this is because when they have robots take away our jobs and they're talking about how disruptive this technology is going to be, that they're going to take away 50% or more of the jobs in many industries, like transportation and others, very quickly. This is something we've never seen before, this type of disruption, because it goes across all different industries. We've seen one industry at a time be disrupted in the past. People could then migrate to another industry. We've also seen, typically, it's the lower-level jobs that are disrupted, and then people can find a job again in other industries, but it doesn't affect the people who are middle or upper level. This type of destructive technology, that disruptive technology that we're looking at with artificial intelligence is going to affect all industries at the same time, and it is going to affect all levels at the same time. So it's horizontal and vertical, if you will. And when we look at the consequences of this, this is the long-term threat to us, to our economy, to us as individuals. When we have people coming in and taking jobs, that cuts our employment for American citizens. It also cuts our wages because of the competition. People coming in that are willing to work for low wages in Mexico, whether they're willing to work for them in Mexico or whether they're willing to work for them coming into the U.S. or into Canada and working for the same types of low wages that they work for in Canada. But it also has another aspect to it. If we go back and look at what the American federal government did to the Indian tribes after the Indian Wars out west, putting them on reservations, that reservation system is really the best analogy for universal basic income that we could have. What it's going to do is limit what you can do, just as they did for the Indians. It's going to confine you, along with Agenda 21, it'll confine you to certain areas. It will limit your ability to perform certain economic tasks. It will shut them down. If not by fiat, then by de facto is the way that it will shut you down. So what we're looking at here is an Indian reservation system, and that is going to kill your freedom, it's going to kill your liberty, and it's going to kill your spirit. It is a soft kill system, a welfare system. It's a shame that we see economists like Charles Murray, who wrote one of the definitive books on the negative consequences of welfare in our society, talking about the welfare programs in the inner cities, talking about how we were losing ground. He wrote that in the 1980s. That was the basis for massive reform of welfare during the Reagan administration. People were saying this is really not helping the people it was intended to help, that we were told that it was going to help. It's actually having the opposite effect. It is harming them. They're losing ground. And yet now, he's part of the libertarian economists who are now sucking up to the Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, saying we got to have universal basic income. We're not going to be able to control the people if we don't have universal basic income. And if we allow massive numbers of people to come into our country, foreign citizens who come in any number that they wish, and we have no control over the quantity, we have no control over the quality. In other words, who's coming in? Are they criminals that are coming in? Are they gang members, cartel members? If we have no control over the quantity or the quality of people, this is an invasion. And what's going to happen to these people who come here, even if they're working at menial tasks that are going to be displaced, disrupted by this technology? We're then going to have even more people who are going to be unemployed in this area with nothing to do. And that is another thing that concerns them. That's why they call this the precariat. They call all of us the precariat, the people that they feel are expendable, that are replaceable by their robots. Yeah, it's a precarious position for the proletariat. They look at us as a proletariat. Understand that these Wall Street capitalists, these Silicon Valley people, they're the same types of people who funded both the Russian Revolution and the rise of the Nazis in Germany. And so when they talk about us as being the proletariat, that's exactly what they're looking at. But they also see that it's a precarious position. It's a precarious position for us, and it is a precarious position for them. Once we get our pitchforks. Meanwhile, Trump says we must fix our self-destructive tax code. And he's absolutely right. That's going to be the next thrust. And as the Republicans say that they're going to try to extend legislative amnesty to overthrow Trump overthrowing the executive orders of Obama, as they do that, they have a very full agenda. They've got a lot to do just to keep their government running. And so that's going to put a lot of problems on them. And if they don't fix the tax code, and I would say if they are going to move against DACA, there's going to be severe consequences for them. Representative Stephen King said it will be Republican suicide. And we're going to tell you why that is the case. We've already seen that happen with the Gang of Eight. We've already seen that happen with 10 Democrat senators who lost their seats. And these are there's another 10 Democrat senators who are in states that were carried by President Trump in this last election. What was the first and most popular issue of President Trump? It was immigration. And although the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment, and the media establishment love DACA, and the Mexican government loves DACA, they're not the ones who are going to have the most votes. The American public does not like DACA. Just one aside before we get back to DACA. It's very interesting. This is a great story on Breitbart. What is Verit? It's a new pro-Hillary site, and its name means to conceal, among other hilarious things, okay? So it's another pro-hilarious Clinton website. And as they point out, according to the site, Verit is a verified item of information marked by a 7-digit identification code. But there are older meanings of this word. And we go back and look at the etymological roots of this. They say as a noun, verit is as Latin noun, and the singular form means swine. Number two, in Albanian, the word means to drag on the ground. In Greek, it means to move slowly or limp. And as I point out in Breitbart, does that remind you of anyone? Moving slowly or limp? This is a pro-Hillary site called Verit. And as a verb, It means to cover, hide, or conceal. How perfect. How ironic. As we see in the Daily Mail, the FBI has now been ordered by a federal judge to make grand jury subpoenas public that it obtained relating to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. Interestingly enough, this was opposed by Trump's Justice Department, by Attorney General Sessions' Justice Department. They oppose this. Meanwhile, a U.S. District Judge on Thursday said the FBI must disclose more details about how it handled Clinton's email account, specifically the subpoenas the FBI obtained to compel information from her internet service providers. This is a lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch. They're interested in putting Hillary in prison, even if Attorney General Sessions isn't. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. I want to take a look at DACA here. We're going to go into a lot of detail about this. It's important that you understand what is really involved here. And there's a lot of different aspects about this. President Trump is going to make an announcement today. He's expected to say he's going to reverse the executive order from President Obama that violated our immigration laws. And he can do that by executive order. Nobody had a problem. Paul Ryan didn't really have much of a problem with that. He said, well, you know, he can't really do that. But if he does, we're going to do something about it. You just vote Republican and we'll fix that. In other words, that was back in 2014. And then silence. Silence from Paul Ryan. Silence from the Gang of Eight. Silence from all these people. And now they are very upset. We've got Jeb Bush joining Hillary Clinton just to show you that there was no difference between any of them other than President Trump when it comes to immigration issues. So we're going to talk about DACA. We're going to talk about what's ahead and how we got to this point and the true issues underlying it in just a moment. By the way, if you want to follow this live stream, we have a number of places that you can go. You can go to YouTube, and our YouTube channel is Real News with David Knight. You can also watch it live on Periscope. And of course, that's on our Twitter feed, at Real News X2. We also have a live Facebook feed. You can find that at Real News X2 also. And you can also go to Infowars.com/show. Go down to the bottom of that page. You have to go through like about three screens and you'll see the live feed of our show there. We also have some podcasts that have popped up in the last few days. We have a podcast at Spreaker, also at iTunes. We have more podcasts that will be coming and we'll have announcements about that, as well as radio stations that we'll soon be having announcements about. And before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at Infowars.com. We still have the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and the BioTrue Selenium sale, 45% off of each of those vital nutrients. And of course, if you have a deficiency in iodine, as the CDC has even pointed out, it's one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. And if you have a deficiency in selenium, that has been correlated to an increased risk of HIV, as well as things like Crohn's disease. Several diseases, they find a common thread there that people have a deficiency in selenium. So there's no question as to whether or not you need those two nutrients that a deficiency in them can cause serious disease. The question is, will you get a good, pure source of that? Our BioTrue Selenium is made from 100% organic mustard seed. Our Nascent Iodine comes from a deep mineral, deep earth mineral source, and both of those are 45% off. We still have the limited time Super Male Vitality, 57% off. That is very, very deep, and that will be running out soon. We're starting to get low on the reserve quantity that we have of that. And Emmerix Essentials, line of organic household products, 50% off the entire line of Emmerix Essential organic household products. That's things like sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, natural deodorant. Take a look at those products. See what they're made, what they have, and most importantly, what they don't have. For example, our bug spray is herbal. It does not have DEET. And you can get all of those. You can try them 50% off. Emmerix Essentials, the entire line at InfoWarsStore.com. And one more, we have a new special, chocolate or strawberry caveman true paleo formula, 50% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. Now let's take a look at DACA. And if we go back a couple of weeks, back to August 17th, there was this report on NPR that I think is very significant. It's something that really hit home in our family because it was talking about MS-13 on Long Island where my wife grew up. Suffolk County, Long Island, has 400 known MS-13 gang members. It has transformed that community. And of course, there were a lot of heinous, brutal, torturing murders committed by MS-13 gang members against other children, who many of them, actually most of them, if not all of them, were Hispanic immigrants. And so this is something that affects that community. If they are fleeing terrorism and drug cartels in their country, then how do they know that these people are not going to follow them in if we have no control over the borders, if we do not vet who's coming in? And of course, that's precisely the issue. You cannot deport somebody simply for being a member of a gang. You have to catch them in a crime. So what they're trying to do is to follow these known gang members and to at least deport them if they commit a crime or put them in jail. And so in response to that, NPR was wringing their hands saying undocumented teens, what that means, undocumented, that means that these are foreign citizens who have decided they and their parents and or their parents have decided to bring these foreign citizens, these children from other countries into our country illegally trespassing and then have them educated at the expense of American taxpayers and legal immigrants who are paying taxes. This is what we're talking about, folks, here. This is talking about, and again, I cannot say this enough. You want to talk about the dreamers who are coming here? The people who are, and of course, to get dreamer status, you have to be 15 years old or older. So we're not deporting children here. You have to be 15 years or older. Most of them are 20 years or older. So these are people who are coming here getting a free education at the expense of Americans. And what is it that pays for that education? It's property taxes. Property taxes that you never escape in America. You pay rent on your home forever. There was a story from, I think it was the New York Times, or might have been the Washington Post. They were talking about it was Washington Post because it was in Washington. They were talking about a 91-year-old black lady. And they were trying to come after the people who did reverse mortgages. But it was the 91-year-old black lady who didn't have a mortgage. They weren't foreclosing on her and kicking her out. It's simply that the condition of the reverse mortgage was that she had to pay the taxes and insurance on her home, and she couldn't afford that. So because she had to pay these ever-increasing property taxes that fund the schools that educate the children from other countries where their leaders do not want to educate the children, because of that, this 91-year-old lady was going to lose her home. That's the economic consequences of it. That's the loss of the American dream. We have a right to dream as well. We have a right to have a job as well. We don't need to be second-class citizens to foreign citizens who come here to this country. That's what this is ultimately about. And it makes me very angry to see the narrative coming out of people like Jeb Bush and Paul Ryan, who have so much sympathy for foreign citizens who are coming here and bankrupting the American worker, and they have no sympathy for us. Where's our tax relief? Where's our tax relief for our property taxes paying for these schools? But let's listen to this bleeding heart story from NPR. I just want to play the beginning of this. I'm going to talk along with it as we go. Let's roll clip number one.
The MS-13 gang is getting blamed for a spike in deadly violence on Long Island, New York.
Lamara Salatrucha, because they are the ones who are doing it,
actively recruits kids. So schools are becoming a key battlefield in the fight against the gang. But WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports that as police ramp up surveillance, teenagers who are undocumented say they're being falsely accused of gang membership.
When immigration agents picked up an 18-year-old girl at her home in Brentwood, Long Island this summer, they didn't immediately put handcuffs on her. They waited until after she got in the car so the teen's mom wouldn't have to see it.
No la pude abrazar ni tocarla.
The mom couldn't hug her daughter or touch her, and she says it was heartbreaking.
Para mí una tristeza ver a mi hija y que por gusto se la han llevado.
Her daughter, a junior in high school.
Hang on, we gotta take a break. Do you hear something there? Do you hear the fact that the mother doesn't speak English? Well, guess what? The child who's been going to school in America doesn't speak English either. No need to learn the culture. They're just gonna take it. Stay with us, we'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Keep on lying.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We've been taking a look at DACA. We're going to take a detailed look at DACA here. I want to go back to this bleeding heart story from NPR. And this is about an undocumented teen who is singled out. And you just heard from her mother, who doesn't speak English. You're going to hear from her daughter, who also doesn't speak English, even though she's going to the school, because it's not really necessary that they become part of the culture. They're not interested in that. They're just interested in taking the country. But there's another issue that's involved with this part of it. And I wanted to talk about this first. Because with MS-13 and the way they've taken over that part of Long Island where my wife grew up, it's totally been transformed now by violent MS-13 gangs. And where did they start? They started in L.A. with, as they like to point out, undocumented immigrants, or as we used to call them, illegal aliens, or what they really are foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the United States and then protected by Democrats who believe that they are a new demographic for them because they have done nothing but despise Americans and legal immigrants. The Democrats cannot mask their contempt for Americans and their identity politics. So they need to turn to somebody like foreign citizens that they can bring in to vote for them. And of course, put them on welfare system. Part of that are the schools. The schools are run by what? Property taxes. What do property taxes affect? They affect your ability to own a home. So sacrifice your American dream to the dreamers. As I pointed out before, these are not children, the dreamers that they're talking about. These are most, you have to be 15 years old to be a part of the DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood, as they call it, arrivals. Let's talk about it. That A really stands for amnesty. They're trying to create a position so that we just grandfather in these people. These are people who are not anchor babies. First, they came up with the concept of anchor babies, saying, well, if these people in foreign countries come in here and they have a child on American soil, and we have to understand it's not just people coming from Mexico or Central or South America. There are a lot of anchor baby tourists coming from China. They come to America, they have their child, and then they go back. And now that child has dual citizenship, according to this interpretation of U.S. laws. We need to make it clear that that is not the case. But they went beyond that, beyond anchor babies, to say that if the parents who are not citizens or foreign citizens, they come into this country, bringing a child who is not born in this country, then they're going to grandfather that child in. This is the evolution of Obama to replace Americans with a different demographic. But let's go back to this report, because there's a couple of observations that I want to make here as they wring their hands about the fact that as they're trying to control MS-13 on Long Island, this girl was identified because they found marijuana in her locker, and they're looking at other people that they believe are MS-13 gang members because of the clothes that they wear, because of the group that they hang out with, because of boyfriends and girlfriends and so forth. By looking at that, they start to follow them, and they're concerned about that. But we have to put this in the context of what has happened on Long Island with MS-13 gang members. And the violence has been directed so far at Hispanic children who are also in the schools. But it's not going to be limited to that, clearly not going to be limited to that. Let's listen to some more of this puff piece from NPR.
School officials found marijuana in her locker, and she was, quote, observed at Brentwood High School with other confirmed MS-13 members.
The classification that she's MS-13 member is meaningless.
This is her lawyer, Brian Johnson.
What's the evidence to support that classification?
There wasn't enough for the judge. She let the teen go. According to documents in a number of cases reviewed by WNYC and NPR, information about public school students on Long Island, the clothes and colors they wear to class, what they write on a hat, who they talk to in a hallway, all this is being used as evidence in immigration court that students are affiliated with MS-13 and that they should be detained and deported.
Okay, let's hold it right there, because when they're talking about this, now this sounds like these people are being profiled. Now, that's the kind of stuff that got Sheriff Arpaio in trouble with that judge. He was just pardoned by Trump. Of course, the judges are still coming after him. They're saying, well, we're not going to pay any attention to that just yet. You know, because it doesn't matter. The judges can do whatever they want. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says, what the law says, what the president says. These judges do whatever they wish. But let's stay on this MS-13 issue here. Let's understand that when they had this, a number of people were put in prison, deported. And it was because of a number of heinous crimes. These are not simply murders. These were tortures and mutilations, like you're seeing in the drug wars in Mexico, decapitations and things like that. And one of the people that was killed by a jealous girlfriend. So when this young girl, who is found with marijuana in her locker, and she is hanging out with a boyfriend who is MS-13, that was what got one girl mutilated and killed, tortured by this jealous ex-girlfriend of one of the MS-13 people, who was also in MS-13. And of course, this girl does not speak any English, just like her mother. Her mother said, well, she came across the country and now she's going to be deported. She imported herself. So the mother left her child in another country, comes into this country, abandoning her child. And then her child follows her in and gets hooked up with MS-13. And now she's about to get deported, and the mother is wringing her hands, and so is NPR. And it's like, but she's going to be separate. Families are going to be broken up. And it's like, what is your responsibility as a parent? What is your responsibility? What is the responsibility of these foreign citizens, these parents, who abandon their children, and when their children make their way through, as we hear her say, or maybe she was brought in by some MS-13 mules. Maybe that's how she got connected to MS-13. But they abandon their children in another country. The children come in, and then they are concerned because the children are going to get deported. Well, maybe the illegal mother, the foreign citizen mother,
who is criminally trespassing here, could follow her back. It's like, why is that Donald Trump's issue? And why is it that they don't just say thank you for the free education that I've had for years at your expense and go home? They've got an education. They've got a leg up on other people at this point. They should thank us for that and go home. But instead, they tell us they're going to tear our country down. We got a story on InfoWars from Breitbart. What about the children? The left legacy media meltdown over the announcement that the president will end DACA amnesty. CNN argues this never would have happened if Hillary Clinton had been elected. And we know that it wouldn't have happened. We know that it wouldn't have happened if Jeb Bush had been elected. And we're going to tell you what Jeb Bush said here in just a moment. Another story from Breitbart. Left protests likely the end of the DACA amnesty. That's what they're protesting. Remember that this is a program that came about in 2012. We'll tell you that it came up gradually. About 800,000 younger illegal immigrants are going to be affected. They say the move will likely be very popular, however, with ordinary Americans. There are 4 million Americans who turn 18 this year. It is expected to open up several hundred thousand jobs for younger Americans. That's right. You understand that when we bring in foreign citizens, especially younger foreign citizens, if they say, hey, we're doing great. We got jobs here. It's like, good. Well, you know, my children could have a job. My children could have a job at a higher wage if there weren't these children from other countries that came in and decided that they were going to do it regardless of what we had to say. This is what one representative, Jayapal, tweeted out. As an immigrant and someone who worked to help pass DACA, attacks on dreamers are personal. Immigrants make our country stronger. See, that's the kind of rhetoric that we see from the left, where they make no distinction between legal and illegal immigrants, first of all. So let's understand that they're illegal that we're talking about. So these people are trespassing. Secondly, they make our country stronger. No, they're foreign citizens, quite frankly, Mr. Jayapal. He's a congressperson. The economic impact, says Nancy Pelosi, of ending DACA means $460.3 billion loss in the GDP nationwide over a decade. So she got that down to the decimal point. This is Nancy Pelosi. Because, you know, if we are allowed to have jobs here, then we're going to have a loss in GDP. No, we're not. We may have a loss in the corporate profits of Apple and Amazon and some of these multinational corporations who are pushing this. But we would have jobs. We would have jobs at a higher rate. That's really the issue. So we know we would have had this with Hillary Clinton, and now she's lobbying for DACA, and Obama is planning his rebuke, they say, along with Jorge Ramos. They're going to rebuke President Trump. And, of course, all of you are racist, xenophobes, and sexist, I would add, as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now, with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh. A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to
DNA production and eyesight. BioTrue Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTrue Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. It's September the 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to get back to the DACA news, and we're also going to be talking, of course, in this program about North Korea. We have Joel Skousen joining us, as well as a man who has written a book about Kim Jong-un's father, the unauthorized autobiography of Kim Jong-il. And he knows the psychology of these people, and of course, we have Joel Skousen, who knows the geopolitical consequences of this, military insights as to what is next, as we've got Nikki Haley demanding some kind of intervention, saying that they are begging for war, as she begs for war in the United Nations. So we're going to be talking about that, as well as a guest who was at one of the peaceful Antifa rallies and was sucker punched by somebody there. Not the one with the bicycle lock. This is another one. But of course, it is a pattern of behavior that we've seen over and over again. So those are our three guests that are going to be coming up later in the program. We're going to break down DACA first, because we expect that Donald Trump is going to have an announcement today about an executive order that overturns Obama's executive order that overturned immigration law. That's really the chain of events. So we're going to break that down for you. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of some sales that we have here. And of course, the products that we sell at InfoWars.com are what finance our operation and have for years. It's what allowed us to expand this program. We have a new program that's going to be added in the afternoon after Alex Jones's four-hour radio broadcast. We have another three-hour program that's going to be in the afternoon, and that's going to premiere tomorrow. Your support of our operation through the products that we sell not only supports your health and that of your family, but it also funds this operation. That's how we operate, especially important as we see Google and YouTube shutting down, creating, as Julian Assange said, a kind of economic censorship. So we stay independent of that as long as you buy our products, and we really do appreciate that. And so in appreciation of that, we put a lot of products on sale now. We've got a new sale today
Chocolate or strawberry caveman, true paleo formula, 50% off retail for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, it has turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. Caveman really is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition, and you can find that in either chocolate or strawberry right now, 50% off at our stores. We also have 50% off the entire Emmerich's Essential line of organic household products. That's everything from sunscreen to bug spray to mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, and a natural deodorant. That entire product line of organic household products, Emmerich's Essentials, is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a continuation of the sales that began last week. I don't know how much longer those are going to last, because as we start to run down supply, we have to reserve things for people who are on auto ship. And if you're not on auto ship, it's a great way to make sure that you never run out of the products that you use on a regular basis. You have guaranteed delivery plus 10% off. And if your order totals more than $50, you get free shipping on your order. You pick the interval, you pick the products, and if it's more than $50, you get free shipping. But whatever you pick, you get 10% off and guaranteed shipment. But we still have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTru Selenium, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Male Vitality at 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. The deepest discount we have ever had on Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go back to the reaction of people, especially the politicians first. Said CNN was saying Hillary would never have done this. She would have never shut down DACA. And, of course, neither would Jeb. This article in Breitbart, Jeb Bush Jr. backs Silicon Valley and the Democrats in a DACA challenge against Donald Trump. And we have this tweet from Jeb Bush. It says, suspending DACA renewals, an average of 1,400 jobs lost each business day, 30,000 jobs lost each month. No. Just because they're not performed, Jeb, by foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in our country that you support, that doesn't mean that those jobs will go unfulfilled. As a matter of fact, what Jeb ignores is the fact that they are depressing wages. That's what the people in Canada are complaining about with NAFTA. And it doesn't make any difference whether the wages are depressed because of preferential NAFTA treatment in Mexico, or whether they come to our country, take our jobs, or also lower the job rate there. But, of course, that's Jeb Bush channeling Nancy Pelosi, who is telling us it's going to be billions of dollars taken out of the economy. And we have the people who stand to benefit the most from it, these politicians who are trying to grab these people from other countries as voters because they have lost the American voter. That's the key. They've lost the American voter. Jeb lost the American voter. The establishment GOP has lost the American voter. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats with their identity politics have lost the American voter. They need new voters. So they're bringing people in to replace us. And Apple and Amazon and General Motors and other corporations, Warren Buffett, so forth, they're very upset because this is going to impact their profits. And again, they come out and say, with these dreamers... With these dreamers, this is CEO Tim Cook, also Apple and Amazon, several executives write a letter and say, with these dreamers, we grow and create jobs. They're part of why we will continue to have a global competitive advantage. So the globalists at Apple and Amazon and Intel and Merck and General Motors and Warren Buffett, they're all listed in this article as opposing Trump and getting off of his economic advisory council. What they're saying is that low wages and captive employees make us money. You want to know why we've got this kind of concentration of wealth at the top? We have the left wringing their hands and saying, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. It's because they're turning America into a third world country by bringing the third world country into this country. But of course, they're aligning themselves with these CEOs. And guess who else is doing that? Jared and Ivanka are supporting extending DACA. What a surprise. And the New York Democrats are threatening to sue President Trump over DACA. They claim that illegal aliens are New Yorkers. They're saying that foreign citizens criminally trespassing in New York are New Yorkers. This is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said New York State will sue President Trump if he goes through with his decision to end Obama's unconstitutional DACA program. And of course, it is unconstitutional. That was a gateway pundit's characterization of it. And they're absolutely right. Let's take a look at the arguments for DACA, because it's not America first. It's America last. As many of them said, we don't want to make the dreamers less than first class citizens. No, they are put in first class. And they're not citizens. American citizens are put in second place or last place, and people who are foreign citizens are put in first place. That's essentially what is happening here. And as Daily Caller points out, pundits have convinced themselves that the repeal of DACA would amount to mass deportation of children, which have to be 15 years old to receive DACA. The majority of illegal immigrants receiving the deferments are 20 years or older. And as I pointed out earlier, that's the only way you're going to get some of these people who are gang members in MS-13 unless you can catch them red-handed in the act. You can get these MS-13 illegals that they are catering to in New York. We just saw the New York governor is going to threaten to get rid of them. Meanwhile, we got MS-13 running rampant against Americans, against legal immigrants, even against other illegal immigrants who have come into this country. They say that DACA is a work permit that offers non-citizens who came here illegally to take jobs. That's a characterization of Daily Caller. Of course, that's true. I would likely go to American citizens. But of course, you know, American citizens don't work. The country that we have here that they want to take, we didn't build that. You know, remember Obama said, you didn't build that. Government built that. And apparently Americans and legal immigrants didn't build America either. That's why we need to bring in people from other countries. That's why Chobani's CEO tells us we need to do that. Meanwhile, we got former Mexican president joining Jeb Bush, joining Hillary Clinton, joining Nancy Pelosi, and saying on Twitter, real Donald Trump, you're killing the real American dream. Oh, really? DACA is fundamental for a successful America. What is the point of ending it? Well, here's why you've got former Mexican President Vicente Fox saying this. As I said before, they don't want to pay to educate their children, so they send him here to be educated at American taxpayer expense. They see this as the open borders are a pressure relief valve for their country. And they are also working in every state to help their citizens who are here in this country evade American immigration laws. That is an outrage. Quite frankly, I think it's an act of war. And we do not want to have that happen. And as they point out here, the truth is that Fox's nation, Vicente's Fox's nation, Mexico, looks to its citizens working in America to send back remittance payments to boost the Mexican economy. So that's the other part of it. They have a pressure relief valve to get rid of people in their failed economy. They come here, they work, they send money back into Mexico. And then we educate their children at our expense. That's what he doesn't want you to see. It's not only a pressure relief valve, but we are a cash cow for them. And then how did we get here? There's an article by Aaron Klein on Breitbart, and he says it's instructive to recall how the Obama administration passed Congress and did this without having a law passed. And he talks about how it began back in 2009. It escalated. It was incremental. They kept putting out memos and executive orders. Well, let's not send back this class of people. Let's not send back that class of people. Let's not do these other until finally they got to Janet Napolitano putting out the Dreamer Act. And he admitted this is a transformation of our immigration law.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to DACA, but in this segment I want to cover some news. We have the EU threatening to teach Britons the consequences of Brexit. Yeah, they're going to make an example of them because they're worried that the entire European Union is going to disintegrate. There is a vote coming up in Spain where Catalonia is going to be voting to secede from Spain. There are a lot of pressures of devolution as we see the various countries as well as the European Union. There's a move for people who want to control their lives, who want to control their economy. This is what is behind national economic nationalism. They call it racist, but of course everybody has a right of self-determination. It goes back to the Declaration of Independence. So we have these political bonds and they're set up to serve our people and our freedom. And when they don't do that very well, we have the right as humans to dissolve those political bonds and to establish new ones. We have not only the right, but the duty to do that. And so they're very concerned about this. And so the EU, and this is EU negotiator Michael Barnier's threats, he says, we're going to teach the British people and others what leaving the EU means. The former French foreign minister claimed that Brexit would be, quote, an educational process, unquote, for Great Britain. Going to teach you a lesson. He says, quote, there are extremely serious consequences for leaving the single market, and it hasn't been explained to the British people. We intend to teach the people what leaving the single market means. Well, that'll mean things like they don't have people in Brussels telling them they can't fish in their own water. It'll mean that people in Brussels don't get to pick which groups are going to have an economic advantage in which countries, which industries are going to be allowed in which countries. It'll mean that they have some say over their own borders, over their own economy. That's what the British people voted for. And I think they're getting tired of seeing it established there. Meanwhile, we have a hurricane, Irma, that is now strengthening. We've had the Florida governor has shut down, has declared a state of emergency in all of Florida's 67 counties. He did that yesterday evening. The possible tracks that they're looking at are a landfall in Florida, Georgia, or the Carolinas. They say it could also head into the eastern Gulf of Mexico, but most likely they're expecting it to go into Florida. That is the most likely outcome. Of course, that is going to stretch resources. It's going to make it difficult for the GOP establishment like Paul Ryan to push back against President Trump's shutdown of Obama's executive order on DACA. But of course, they're going to be given 6 months. We're going to talk about that when we come back in the next segment, what that delaying means, giving them more time. I don't know if it's going to really help them to get amnesty because they've got so much stuff on their plate. If they put through an amnesty bill, it's going to get very difficult for them next year. Meanwhile, the 2020 Democrat hopefuls are not backing Bernie Sanders' single-payer system for health care. Understand that even in California, Jerry Brown says, we just can't afford it. Well, I guess they could at a national level because we have the Federal Reserve that is willing to print paper money as much as they need to in order to make us their complete debt slaves. But they certainly cannot do that at a state level. It makes absolutely no economic sense, and it eventually will bankrupt any country that tries it. You'll eventually run out of other people's money. Here's an article. 12 times the mainstream media told us Obama wiretapped Trump, and this is from Breitbart. How about the one time that the FISA court blew the whistle on the NSA and the FBI, saying they violated the law, violated the Constitution? This is the secret court
that makes decisions that we never get to see. They made this finding, the FISA court made this finding, and then took the unprecedented act of declassifying it so that all Americans could see that the NSA and the FBI had violated the law. Nevertheless, I have all these people trolling me saying, but Fox News is quoting the Justice Department and the FBI saying they didn't violate any laws. You see how self-serving that is on their part, and how Fox News and other mainstream media willfully choose to ignore the findings of the FISA court. This is not an anonymous source. This is not the people who are accused of committing the crime. These are the people who are supposed to be watchdogs. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. We expect to see President Trump issue an order overturning Barack Obama's executive order, which overturned immigration law, which constitutionally is set by the Congress. And yet we see mainstream media coming out and saying, this is going to be all tied up in legalese. This is the premier program of Obama. All this stuff. Ignoring the fact that it was unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, we got an article here on Breitbart from Aaron Klein. He points out in his book titled Impeachable Offenses, The Case for Removing Barack Obama from Office, he said that he listed a number of impeachable offenses in that 2013 book. And one of them was DACA. Why is that an impeachable offense? Why is it unconstitutional? Well, the Constitution in Article 1, Section 8 says that Congress, not the executive branch, has the power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. In other words, the laws about immigration come not from the executive office, not from executive orders, but they come from laws that are done by our elected representatives. That did not happen here. How did it happen? He points out. Well, he says, look at the first major change. They did this by incrementalism, gradually moving the camel's nose under the tent, or the other analogy is boiling the frogs, doing it very, very mildly, turning it up incrementally, and people don't notice, and they turn it up to the next notch, and that's the way that we got here. So on June 30th, 2010, there was a memo written by John Morton, then Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, who was Director of Immigration, Customs Enforcement, or ICE. His directive tested the waters by setting priorities for deporting illegal aliens. Priority number two, and he set several different priorities. So priority number two was recent illegal entrants. The third priority focused on aliens who are fugitives or otherwise obstruct immigration controls. He didn't get any resistance from that. So they do another one in August. So first he does one in June, then he said, oh, nobody paid any attention to that. I guess I can keep taking this, keep sliding this in. So, a couple months later, August, he does another one. He changed immigration law enforcement again. In this memo, he called for ICE to consider dismissal in several different cases. And he has a number of lists here. If the alien appears eligible for relief as a matter of law, the exercise of discretion, so forth and so on. Then he waits a few more years, almost another year. He waits another 10 months. In June 2011, he issued a third memo. This was, as he points out in his book, he says it was a deliberate move to bypass Congress, to issue backdoor amnesty for an unknown number of illegal immigrants. He called for prosecutorial discretion. That was a phrase that he used. And say, well, we're not going to really prosecute people. And he has a long list. So now he continually extends this step by step by step. Now the fourth step and final step, June 15th, 2012. DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano enacted key parts of DACA in a memo entitled Exercising Prosecutorial Discretion with Respect to Individuals Who Came to the U.S. as Children. With the stroke of a pen, writes Aaron Klein, Napolitano implemented the central aims of the DREAM Act without a congressional vote. And that same day, Obama has a Rose Garden press conference where he celebrates the bureaucracy writing law. How many times have we talked about this? That's the way they do it now. They have completely ignored, and the Congress has abdicated its authority consciously to the bureaucracy or to the executive branch, like in this case, the Department of Homeland Security, to craft immigration policy. But we see this happening all the time on every issue. Congress abdicates its authority to pass laws to the bureaucracies that it creates. Just like we had with Obamacare. They created a bureaucracy. Nancy Pelosi said, we'll have to pass it to see what's in it, because she knew, as does Paul Ryan, as do all these people, but what you don't know, or the vast, you probably do know it, but most Americans don't know it, and you need to tell them that they create these bureaucracies, and then the bureaucracies write regulations. And you don't have, according to them, any rights of due process if you violate a regulation. They said, this is not criminal. It's not a law. You violated a regulation. So the regulatory agency will assess fines that can be criminally excessive, like $25,000 for not registering your little tiny drone with them if the FAA finds out, that type of thing. So they come up with these draconian measures, and you don't have any constitutional protections against excessive fines, they maintain, because they say this is a civil law. This is a violation of a regulation. This is the basis of how we got to this point. As he points out, four different memos, four incremental trespassings by the bureaucracy, by the executive branch into our immigration law. So this continues to happen incrementally as we go along. Now we've got a new breaking. They just handed this to me. Trump tells Congress to act on Dreamers. President Trump signaled Tuesday that he'd be moving forward with a plan for DACA that would give Congress a window to act on the Obama-era program allowing young undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children to remain in the country. He says, Congress, get ready to do your job. DACA. Well, is this going to be the six-month delay? That's what NBC News reported yesterday. They said there's going to be a six-month delay to give Congress a chance to speak on it. Well, you know what? We've had a several-year delay for Congress to do something about it. Let's go back to this clip. In 2014, we had Paul Ryan being interviewed by Sean Hannity, who asked him some questions. And at the time, we heard the same thing from Paul Ryan, that it was executive amnesty is blatantly unconstitutional. We're going to do something about it if you just vote for more Republicans to give us more power to do something about it. But he didn't, did he? Here's what he said in 2014, 3 years ago.
If the president follows through on his threat for executive amnesty, what do you have in terms of tools at your disposal to stop him from doing that?
This is Paul Ryan now.
Well, first of all, it's unconstitutional. So we're already going through the court system on other unconstitutional executive orders that he has worked on, and we would add this to the pile. Second of all, if we can get the power of the purse, we will explore every option we can to exercise that power of the purse to get this executive to honor the Constitution. If he were to do something like that, by the way, he will put millions of people in legal limbo, poison the well for Congress, and do something that's so blatantly unconstitutional. And so, you know, we are telling the administration, don't even think about doing this.
Don't even think about it. Don't go there. Go ahead.
I have little doubt that he'll do it. He's tough.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. We'll find out. But if he does do that, it's not constitutional.
So Paul Ryan pretends that he doesn't know that Obama is going
to
do that.
If you want to change a law, then go to Congress.
Sean Hannity said, no, we know he's going to do it.
You can't unilaterally write a law as the executive.
Well, he's done it on health care. He's done it on immigration. He's done it on welfare. Did it with the National Labor Relations Board appointments. He's done it more than a few times.
It's one of the reasons why we're taking him to court as well. This is why the House of Representatives have voted to take him to court to litigate that. But more importantly, because we don't have the Senate, we don't have the power of the purse, we would like to be able to exercise the power of the purse more effectively. And if we get the Senate, we can do that.
Right. Okay, here are the number of lies that he said. Okay, we're going to take him to court. We're going to appeal to the judiciary to do this. Look, impeachment originates in the House. He said, we need more people in Senate. So we have a majority in the House, but we've got to have a Republican majority in the Senate to stop Obama. Because remember, this is an election year. 2014 was an election year. So they use this as a wedge issue to get elected, knowing full well that they're not going to do anything about it. He says, we need the power of the purse. So we need the Senate in there. Look, appropriations and the budget comes from the House. Impeachment comes from the House. None of that is going to come from Paul Ryan. I tweeted out over the weekend, I said, is Speaker Ryan just now discovering that DACA is an executive order overreach? Because, hey, we got to do something about it. It's unconstitutional. And of course, he said it 3 years ago when he wanted more Republicans elected, more establishment Republicans that they pick. I said, or did he just discover that we have an executive who will stop the overreach? And I pointed out, we need to get him out and get him out in the primaries. I just interviewed Paul Nehlen last week. And Nehlen, rather, is the way you pronounce his name. Paul Nehlen, who ran against him. And we need to primary out people like Paul Ryan. It's very important that we do that. Here is a clip from former Representative Jason Chaffetz. He says, DACA is not the way this country works. It's clip number three. Let's play that.
Part of the issue here emotionally is that, you know, under the Obama administration, it was sort of encouraged, you know what, come out of the dark. That's what we kept hearing. Yeah. Come out of the shadows, come out of the dark. We're going to protect these children who are here at no fault of their own. And now it's as if they're going to, the question is, could they be punished because they came out of the dark? They listened to the United States government and now they're going to be punished.
But we're a nation of laws. And that's the way it works in this country. President Obama did a great disservice along the way. Yeah. First of all,
we're a nation of laws. That's the way this country works. It's the way it should work. And we should have the Congress taking its position, but they just use it to get reelected. And then they do nothing about it. How many times have we seen this? We're going to talk about Republican suicide when we come back. Stay with us.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum-flavored Super Blue that is spearmint-free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. We've been given indications by a somewhat cryptic tweet by President Trump that he's going to move forward with the process of giving Congress 6 months to come up with legislation before shutting down the unconstitutional amnesty of President Obama. We'll talk about what that means for the Republican Party and why that's a very bad idea. We need to shut down DACA. We need to do it now. It was unconstitutional when he did it 3 years ago, or actually when he did it in 2012. It's been unconstitutional all this time. The Republicans have done nothing but fundraise off of this. I just played the clip of Paul Ryan back in 2014. You know, never let a constitutional crisis go to waste is what we could say about both of the establishment parties. They created a constitutional crisis by allowing President Obama to do multiple executive orders in violation of the Constitution, never did anything about it. Remind you that it is the House where the articles of impeachment originate. It is the House where the budget originates. They could stop purse strings if they wanted to, but they didn't do anything. And if President Obama went around the purse strings, as he did when they did not fund Obamacare, he stole money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors, they could impeach him, but they didn't do that either. As a matter of fact, they just use it to get elected. They don't want a constitutional crisis to go to waste. They just get elected and then they do nothing. That's what we see from Paul Ryan and other Republicans. And it's going to come back on them. We have the American public is wise to that strategy. And we're going to talk about the fallout and how this is going to play out for the Republicans if they do not get rid of DACA, this unconstitutional amnesty by executive order. Before we do, I just want to remind you of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com, the things that fund this operation that allow us to add new programs like Real News. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, still extended. This is a sale that's not going to go on much longer because we're getting low on supplies. Both of those 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you'll find the best quality non-GMO natural supplements, versions of selenium and iodine. No fillers, no synthetics. It is organic. BioTrue Selenium is from 100% organic mustard seed. 45% off for both BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine at InfoWarsStore.com. And our sale of Super Male Vitality discounted to 57% off. 57% off. That's nearly 60% off. We've never had that deep a discount. And that is still up for limited time only. And we have Emmerich's Essentials. The entire line of organic household products at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off all of Emmerich's essential products. Things like sunscreen, bug spray without DEET, all-natural peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, and a long-lasting natural deodorant. The entire line of organic household products, we call it Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. And a new sale today, we have Caveman, the true paleo formula. It has turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth. Caveman is the ultimate and true paleo nutrition. You can get it in chocolate or strawberry. And right now, you can get it at 50% off
at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the hundreds of positive reviews that you see on that and the thousands that you see on products like Super Male Vitality. This is an independent third-party website that maintains the reviews. Take a look at what people say about that. Let's go back to the videos that we have here. And we've got another comment, another CNN softball interview for a DACA recipient. But before we get to that, I just want to point out what is going to happen. We have Representative Steve King says delaying the DACA decision is going to be Republican suicide. He said a delay in ending amnesty for illegal aliens that have been brought to the U.S. supposedly as children by Barack Obama's executive order will be suicide for the GOP. And he had this to say, quote, ending DACA now gives a chance to restore the rule of law. Why is it that we have this unconstitutional executive amnesty and we're going to give it yet another 6 months? This has been in place since 2012. And already we are 7 months into the administration of President Trump. Why can't that executive order from President Obama that was unconstitutional, why can't he just undo that executive order? Why do we need to wait another 6 months? I know that the illegal aliens, the foreign citizens, and the president of Mexico, the former president of Mexico, are very upset about it. So is the Republican and Democrat establishment and the media. But they're not the people who voted for President Trump. They're not the people that President Trump said he's going to get rid of DACA for. President Trump needs to stand by the rule of law. He needs to stand by his campaign promises. He needs to end this unconstitutional executive order called DACA. He needs to end that right now. Steve King said delaying this causes the Republican leadership to push amnesty is going to be Republican suicide. Exactly. Here's what Ann Coulter said. She said a six-month delay would be the worst of all possible outcomes. Ann Coulter said what he did, according to Politico, President Trump, was to weep about the fantastic illegals and to announce that he's going to stop giving them amnesty 6 months from now in order to A, give Congress time to pass a full amnesty bill. Yeah. So why do we need to do that? And B, block the courts from ever ruling on what Obama did and that Trump continued to do in total egregious fascistic violation of the Constitution. That's what Ann Coulter said. I absolutely agree with her. And what is the reason that this is coming out? If we're going to delay it another 6 months, why is he doing this now? Because we've got 10 Republican state attorneys general who say that they are going to sue in court because, of course, this is an unconstitutional executive amnesty. So they're going to sue in court. So to stop that from happening is why President Trump is now saying, we're going to end DACA, but just give us another 6 months to let Congress pass a law about it when they refuse to do it all this time. They refuse to do it for the first 7 months that they've had a majority in both houses of Congress. They refuse to do it when they could have done anything. They could have, like I said before, you saw 2014, Paul Ryan saying, we got the purse strings and we can do something about it if you'll just elect more Republican senators. No, he had the purse strings in the House. And they could have impeached the president for doing that and a lot of other unconstitutional things. The executive director of Numbers USA told the Daily Caller that he hopes that Texas sticks with the lawsuit. That's right. We need to move forward with this because it is just as unconstitutional today as it was when it was done 5 years ago. We don't need to give another 6 months to this unconstitutional action. If we're going to send back the people who have been here in America getting free education at the expense of American taxpayers, at the expense of American homes, at the expense of the American dream, why can't we just say, so long, it's been swell. And they can say goodbye and thanks for all the fish, like they're dolphins that are being, if you remember Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's what they should be saying. They should be saying, so long, and thanks for all the fish. Thanks for all of the education that you gave us at your expense because our government in Mexico didn't want to pay for our education. Our government in Mexico wanted to send us here and has worked with us in their embassies and their various offices in every one of the states to get around your immigration law. But, of course, you had a president who wanted to get around your immigration law as well, and a Congress, Republican Senate and House, and Speaker Ryan, who wanted to do absolutely nothing about it and still aren't going to do anything about it, except let's give them another 6 months to make the amnesty permanent and legal. And you got people like Tom Cotton, who's supposed to be an immigration hawk, says, we need to take care of these DACA beneficiaries. No, Senator Cotton, President Trump, you need to take care of Americans first.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. We've been talking about DACA, about President Trump's order. We're going to shift gears now and talk about North Korea. Live and let die. Let's hope that it's live and let live instead of the insanity that we see unfolding here. We've got our ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, the lady who kicked off the cultural purge. Of course, she's from India. And she kicked off this cultural purge by saying, that guy that... The crazy guy that killed all those people in that black church, I see a Confederate flag in the background here. Let's purge all Confederate flags out of South Carolina, and the rest is history. That meme has been taken over by Antifa and the rest, but let's remember where it started. It started with Nikki Haley, and now she has been tapped by President Trump to be our UN ambassador, somebody who is always an ever-Trumper. That seems to be the only people that he has around him anymore, surrounding him in Washington, in the White House cabinet. He's got people who opposed him throughout the primaries, throughout the general election, and those are the people that he selected. And now these people, these warmongers, these military-industrial establishment warmongers like Nikki Haley, these never-Trumpers, are pushing for war. Here she is in the United Nations begging for war, saying North Korea is begging for it, but she was actually the one begging for it. Let's listen to Nikki Haley.
To the members of the Security Council, I must say enough is enough.
Yeah, I've had enough.
We have taken an incremental approach, and despite the best of intentions, it has not worked. Members of this council will no doubt urge negotiations and a return to talks. But as I've just outlined, we have engaged in numerous direct and multilateral talks with the North Korean regime, and time after time, they have not worked. The time for half measures and the
security. Let's talk about what happened over the weekend. Of course, we had a big nuclear test in North Korea, and we now have Russia saying that peace is in serious jeopardy. No military solution to the Korean Peninsula crisis, says Russia's UN envoy. They say Russia has called for a non-military resolution to the tensions relating to North Korea at the emergency UN Security Council meeting that was convened following an underground hydrogen bomb test that was carried out by Pyongyang on Sunday. And we're going to be talking to Joel Skousen here in just a moment. We're also going to be talking to a man who wrote, as he put it, the unauthorized autobiography of Kim Jong-il, the father of the young'un, who is there now shooting missiles off in every direction very irresponsibly. And, of course, it doesn't take two people to have a nuclear war. You can have a nuclear war, a nuclear bomb, with just one idiot. And that's what makes this such a difficult can of worms to take a look at. But let's take a look at what's going on. They said, meanwhile, China's UN ambassador said, we strongly urge North Korea to stop taking actions that are wrong, deteriorating the situation and not in line with his own interests either, and truly return to the track of resolving the issue through dialogue. Now, the United Nations, our ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, besides saying that they're begging for war, is pressing China and other members of the UN Security Council to cut off all oil and other fuels to North Korea. You have to understand there's a risk involved in that as well. If we shut down their economy, they already have a starving economy thanks to their idiot dictator there. And there has been massive economic immigration from North Korea into China, so much so that China has put a bounty on anybody who apprehends illegal immigrants from North Korea. If you catch these people and turn them over to the Chinese government, they deport them, you get a certain amount of money. And one of the reasons that you've got the Russian military and the Chinese military moving forces forward to the border is because they want to make sure that millions of people do not flee into their countries, whether it is through an actual war or whether it is through economic sanctions. So economic sanctions, cutting off all oil, cutting off all fuel to North Korea, sanctions are an early act of war as well. We also had the Chinese ambassador, the envoy, called on all parties to seriously consider the double freeze plan proposed by China and Russia and to actively respond to it. Well, what is the double freeze? Well, that's right, you haven't heard about that in the American media that's pushing for war, have you? The plan would see Pyongyang suspend its missile tests in exchange for a halt in joint U.S.-South Korean drills. That plan has been rejected by Washington. So what we're saying is we're not willing to stop joint military exercises as a bargaining chip to get the North Korean dictator, this crazy idiot, to stop launching missiles everywhere. We're not willing to go that far. So how serious are we about peace? Here's what happened with the nuclear test that happened over the weekend. If you take a look at the chart that's on this article from Zero Hedge, putting North Korea's bomb test in context, they have a chart there where they show the magnitude of the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, little boy and fat man. They were about 15 to 22 kilotons. This bomb that we see And then they show the North Korean missile test, nuclear tests that have happened, and they go back 2006, 2009, 2013, 2, and 2016. Those were all in the range, and you can see that they're going up quite a bit. The one in 2006 was in a half to one kiloton, so that was about a tenth of what the bombs that went off in Japan in World War II were. But by September 9th, 2016, he had a 10 kiloton bomb. So that was about the magnitude of what was set off in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the atomic bomb. But the one that went off yesterday was a hydrogen bomb, which is an order of magnitude higher. So instead of 10 kilotons, it's 100 kilotons. To put that in perspective, our bombs, the Tridents and the SS, the intercontinental ballistic missiles that we have, are 455 to 800 kilotons. So they're about 5 to 8 times more than this hydrogen bomb that they just exploded. Nevertheless, their nuclear bomb program is exploding in terms of power that they're able to put out there. Meanwhile, we have a statement from Putin: military hysteria over North Korea may lead to planetary catastrophe and a heavy loss of life. Vladimir Putin said this. He said, ramping up military hysteria in such conditions is senseless. It's a dead end. It could lead to a global planetary catastrophe and a huge loss of human life. There is no other way to solve the North Korean nuclear issue save that of peaceful dialogue. Meanwhile, North Korea is now secretly moving ballistic missiles towards the West Coast, threatening America with a final miserable end, as U.S. warns Kim Jong-un is begging for war. That's what we heard from Nikki Haley. South Korea's Asia Business Daily cited an intelligence source saying the rocket was spotted moving on Monday, just a day after North Korea's sixth and largest nuclear test. And the Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, says there is a possibility of further provocations. Abe said at a Monday meeting with the ruling coalition lawmakers, we need to remain extremely vigilant, do everything we can to ensure the safety of our people. They said there's currently about 38,000 long-term Japanese residents in South Korea, as well as another 19,000 or so tourists. So those nearly 60,000 Japanese citizens currently living in or visiting South Korea, they say if the Japanese Prime Minister said if the U.S. decided on a military strike against the North, the Japanese government would start moving toward an evacuation on its own accord, regardless of whether the American plans are made public. So that may be an early indicator that something is about to happen there. One of the things that I thought was interesting, and I tweeted about it, was that the fact that we had CNN and others, as this nuclear bomb went off, they said, well, we see an earthquake. And they said, well, no, we know it's not an earthquake. And one of the ways that they know that it's not an earthquake is by the seismic envelope of that. And so it was kind of interesting. Even the article that CNN linked to that showed the difference between a natural earthquake and a seismic envelope that you get from a detonation of an underground nuclear bomb, they watched this very closely because everybody is wanting to know whether a country is testing nuclear weapons. It's a very big deal. And so when we look at this, if you're looking at it at the overhead view, you see that with a natural earthquake, there are some early tremors as it builds up to the spike, whereas with a nuclear detonation, it is a pulse strike. And I found it very interesting that they would say this, because they poured cold water on the ideas that back in August of 2011, we saw the seismic envelope that corresponds to an underground nuclear bomb that was then, we were told it was a natural earthquake that was centered where we didn't have any fault lines, really, in the East Coast near Washington, followed by another earthquake later. We'll talk to you later.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Joel Skousen. Before we go to Joel, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell here that fund this operation. We appreciate your support. That's what's made this program possible. It's what's funded InfoWars for all these years, because we can't trust that Google and YouTube are going to allow us to serve ads on other websites, or allow ads to be served on this website, or even allow us to get any revenue from what we put on YouTube. They're going to try to shut that down. We've reported about that multiple times, that type of censorship. But we have several things on sale right now as a thank you to those of you who have supported us and who want to support your health and that of your family with the kinds of products that we sell here at InfoWars. Emmerich's Essential, the all-organic household products, a good example of the types of products that we offer you, products that are free from harmful additives, from synthetics, from very dangerous chemicals. That entire line of Emmerich's Essentials are organic. Things like a non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, or an herbal bug spray that doesn't have any DEET in it, or a peppermint mouthwash, or an unscented body wash. All of these, 50% off. Pure tea tree shampoo, a long-lasting natural deodorant. All those products, 50% off. We've also added a new product to the sale today. You can get turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth. All of those
components of caveman, the true paleo formula, now 50% off and available in either chocolate or strawberry flavor at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget our sales that we've held over from last week, 57% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and 45% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTru Selenium, and 57% off Super Male Vitality, the deepest discount we've ever had on that. So we thank you for your support. Let's go to Joel Skousen. And of course, if you've watched InfoWars in the past, you're no stranger to Joel Skousen or to the books that he's written. Things like Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, or The Secure Home, Architectural Design, Construction, and Remodeling of Self-Sufficient Residences and Retreats, or How to Implement a High-Security Shelter in the Home. Most of those are available at InfoWars Store as well. And if you haven't taken preparations right now, as you see what's happening heating up in North Korea, you may wish that you had taken advantage of that. And if we can keep this from erupting into a world war, a nuclear exchange, that'd be something to think about. You can find him at joelskousen.com, also at worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Skousen.
Well, David, first of all, I want to start by congratulating you on having your own show. I've known you for several years and always appreciated your straightforward approach and how you treat guests in your interviews. It's always good to be with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I always love to have you on because you always have so much information and an insight into the military as well as the geopolitical issues here. Tell us about your opinion of what's going on in North Korea. We've got Nikki Haley saying they're begging for war. We see them having a hydrogen bomb tested the first time this weekend, 10 times the magnitude of anything they've done before, and now threatening to launch a missile in the direction of Guam. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, North Korea, in terms of a big geopolitical picture, North Korea has always been preserved and treated permissively by the West because they know it's Russia and China's trigger event for World War III. It's the perfect foil to have the appearance of a crazy man start the war so they don't get blamed, or anybody gets blamed. It's the crazy man who did it. That said, it's clear from Russia and China's actions that this is too early to start World War III. They aren't ready to attack or take on the West yet. Their top-of-the-line weapon systems are starting in production and won't be into full production until the beginning of the next decade, 2021, 22, 23, and 24. So we see Russia and China doing everything they can to stop Trump from attacking North Korea. They don't want this trigger event ruined too early before it's ready. Now, that said, I'm worried that Trump's rhetoric is very, very hollow. He keeps talking about all military options are on the table. As I've explained to my readers in the World Affairs Brief 2 weeks ago, it's very important that if you're going to take on North Korea, you've got to do it properly. You've got to have two or three aircraft carrier groups on station in order to provide the number of Tomahawk missiles and air cover it needs to take out three basic elements of North Korea's offensive areas. The biggest one, of course, are their artillery. They've got over 20,000 artillery tubes, and 10 or 15% of those are hidden in tunnels far enough away that they, can be protected. But they can open up within minutes of a U.S. launch on North Korea. They can open up a strike on Seoul now. Other pundits have said they could kill 6 million people in a day, and that's just not true. I mean, artillery is going to do a lot of destruction. There are going to be some people die, but it's not that big. The U.S. needs to take out the artillery. It needs to take out the air bases. They only have about 40 first-line fighters, but they've got hundreds of other fighters that can and need to be taken care of. And then there's the missile bases and the nuclear facilities. You really don't have to take out the nuclear facilities if you destroy the missile launch bases so that you stop North Korea's ability from projecting a nuclear weapon if they have one. Now, what I worry about, David, is that his military has said, yeah, we're going to have a destructive military thing. But, without any, the aircraft carriers are all still on the West Coast, except for the USS Ronald Reagan, which is still in Japan, Japanese water, its home base. So that leaves bombers and F-16s in Korea. And that's just not enough, I think, to do a proper preemptive strike to stop North Korea from damaging South Korea.
That's very interesting in terms of talking about how we don't have, in your opinion, the assets in place to really take care of this effectively. What, however, if he shoots something at Guam? Because it was very provocative to shoot a missile over a Japanese island, and as you're well aware of and have talked about many times, the possibility, even though he may not have accurate targeting, to fly a missile over a country and to detonate a nuclear weapon, that could create an EMP pulse that would devastate the infrastructure of an advanced country like Japan. So that could be very damaging. But he's threatened now a couple of times to shoot a missile towards Guam. Would that be something that would trigger a U.S. military response, even if we don't have the assets in the correct place to really fight this war properly if we're going to go to war?
Yes, it would trigger a response. In fact, even the original plan of North Korea, which was downplayed in the sense that we're just going to shoot it to within 30 kilometers of Guam, well, you can't trust the missiles to be that accurate. The U.S. would have to respond by shooting it down. I'm surprised, frankly, that the U.S. has not shot down any of the missiles so far. They have the capability to do it. But I want to get rid of a couple misconceptions that are floating around the Internet. First of all, about its nuclear capability. It's true they set off a big explosion. It probably was nuclear by the seismic trigger. And by the way, in response to your seismic trigger events about the East Coast, remember, seismology doesn't lie. If it's a sharp spike without any previous mini spikes leading up to it, it's an explosion.
Yes.
And the government is building underground, new underground bunkers on the East Coast for various continuity of government purposes, just like they did under the U.S. Naval Observatory when Cheney was vice president. Mm-hmm. And they tell people it's an earthquake, but these are massive explosions carving out big chambers underneath the ground that they tell people they're earthquakes. So this is an example that the government is preparing.
Yeah.
Or something they're not telling the American people about.
And I thought that was very significant. I mean, regardless of what was behind that explosion, the fact that it was clearly, as you point out, seismic envelope that showed that it was an explosion, and they basically told everybody it was an earthquake. But as soon as it happened in North Korea, they go, well, we know that when we see a seismic envelope, like, we know that it's an underground explosion that is huge. And the magnitude was about the same as well. One of them, the U.S. Underground explosion that they called an earthquake was 5.8. And the North Korean underground explosion was 6.3, I believe. So they're right about the same magnitude. And there were people who were saying that at the time. They said, look, based on the magnitude, based on the seismic envelope, this looks like a large underground nuclear explosion, like a test, or you pointed out creating an underground military base, or perhaps some kind of internal war going on between good guys and bad guys. Who knows what it was? But they completely ignored it when it was in America, but then immediately jumped on and says, well, we know for a fact that that's what it is when it's in North Korea. That's what I thought was very interesting about it.
But remember, David, that when you go up from 5 to 6 or any one number, you double the size of the explosion. So 5 is not comparable to 6. It's twice.
But it was about 5.8 versus 6.3. So that's maybe,
So it's
five
quite, a
times,
bit larger, yeah. quite a bit larger.
Yeah.
But the point I want to make is that North Korea is not an EMP threat to the United States. You can't take down the grid with one high-altitude nuclear weapon. The latest government tests and documents show it takes 6.
Hang on, Mr. Skousen. We got to go to a break, and we're going to be right back with Joel Skousen. If you could hang on to the next sequence. David Knight here with Joel Skousen. We're going to be right back after a short break.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. We're talking to Joel Skousen, and of course, as you look at events unfolding in North Korea, the provocative movements of Kim Jong-un, the testing of a hydrogen weapon this Sunday, I think it was, is over this weekend, nevertheless. You might be thinking, gee, I wish I had read Joel's books on Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Well, you can still get that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, how to implement a high-security shelter in the home, the secure home, and architectural design, construction, and remodeling of self-sufficient residences and retreats. You can find all those at, those are all now available. We have them at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also subscribe to his newsletter, WorldAffairsBrief.com, and you can find him at JoelSkousen.com. We were talking about what's going on in North Korea. We also want to talk about a U.S. arms pipeline to terrorists that has now been uncovered and the research behind that, who blew the whistle on that, and the very, a lot of details that Joel Skousen had in his World Affairs Brief. And I want to get to that in a moment, but let's finish up, Mr. Skousen, on what's going on in North Korea. We had to take a quick break there. Go ahead.
Well, the point I wanted to make is that North Korea does have a nuclear weapon. We're sure of that. There's no doubt of that. Mm-hmm. However, there's two other aspects. You've got to miniaturize it in order to get it on a warhead, and they haven't done that yet, as far as we know. But what they also haven't perfected is the ability to have a warhead, a reentry vehicle that will survive reentry. The last two missiles, the warhead has been photographed burning up and then exploding, not by explosion, but simply disintegrating on reentry. So they haven't perfected the warhead issue yet either.
And they, of course, have had a lot of missiles that have blown up on the launch pad before the one that he flew over Japan. I believe he had three misfires in a row. I said, we ought to have a new name. We could call it an unlaunch. And that could be anything that blows up on the launching pad because they've got a pretty spotty record in terms of getting these things off the launching pad, not even counting the explosion and disintegration on reentry.
That's right. Of course, the last three tests have been successful, and I think that they've solved the problem of the exploding missiles. But the point I want to make is that it's the ideal time to take out Kim Jong-un and his regime now. You don't have to destroy the people of North Korea. By doing a very heavy preemptive strike, it would take at least several hundred cruise missiles to do a proper preemptive strike in the three areas that I mentioned. You could essentially defang North Korea and bring it to the table and take out its military potential. And that's not going to happen. I think it looks like all the globalist advisors of Trump are trying to stop him from pulling the trigger on this. Russia and China is desperately trying to stop it. And even if Trump does something, I'm afraid that the military response will not be sufficient to stop Kim Jong-un from attacking with artillery South Korea, especially Seoul, which would lead to a full-blown North and South Korean war with the United
States. Some kind of a partial or a half-measure preemptive strike or something, that would really be catastrophic, wouldn't it?
It would, and it would allow Kim to really open up with thousands of artillery tubes at South Korea. Wow. So the point is, Trump is saying something I don't think the military is going to allow him to do, and I don't think it's going to come out nice. Now, if there is a war in South Korea, let me predict that his globalist advisors will, just like the original Korean War, stop him from actually conquering North Korea and taking out the communist regime.
They'll move for a stalemate, for a draw, won't they?
That's right. And that will allow this trigger event to be postponed yet again so that it can be used when Russia and China are ready. And that's what I fear.
Joel, we got to take a break. Can you stay with us for one more segment to talk about this U.S. arms pipeline to terrorists in Syria?
Yes, it's a very important story. I will do that.
Great. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen to talk about the U.S. arms pipeline to terrorists. Be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. On this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017, we're talking to Joel Skousen. He graciously consented to stay another segment because we wanted to get to the article that you'll find on World Affairs Brief, and of course you can subscribe to that at worldaffairsbrief.com. You can also find that information at joelskousen.com. Very important, he's found a U.S. arms pipeline to terrorists. And of course we reported multiple times about how the U.S. government is supplying terrorists in Syria to keep that going. But this is more detailed investigation, more uncovering of how the U.S. is secretly shipping tons of weapons from Eastern Europe to ISIS, and I wanted Joel Skousen to break that down from his intelligence and stay with us this next break. Thank you for sticking around, Mr. Skousen. Tell us about this report that you have on World Affairs Brief to the subscribers.
You know, we've known that the United States, U.S. and British intelligence, they created ISIS. They've been funding al-Qaeda and various terrorist groups, not just the so-called moderates, of which there are no such things in Syria. But we've never known how they actually delivered the arms. Now we know. A Bulgarian investigative journalist, a woman named Diliana Gaitansheva, was in Syria doing a report and found a warehouse full of arms with the origin of Bulgarian military. And these were post-fall Soviet arms from Bulgaria. And she decided to try to trace out how these got there. A whistleblower ended up sending her a trove of documents showing how the U.S. and other Western intelligence services had contracted with Azerbaijan, their Silkways airline, to transport 350 shipments in the last 3 years, many, many tons of weapons, including rockets and missiles and RPGs to the terrorists, including ISIS. Wow. And they've done this on the cover of diplomatic cover. And that means that, look, you don't just get an exemption to fly tons of aircraft on cargo ships under the cover of diplomatic cover unless the people approving that at the international level are part of the game.
That's
right.
Diplomatic. How many little attaches do you have to, how many planes do you have to ship their little ambassadors or whatever to do that? When you have that kind of quantity, obviously something is going on.
Yeah, it really is. And there was a quid quo pro. And this was not started, by the way, during the Obama administration. This was started during the George W. Bush administration, which I've always maintained was not conservative. It was a globalist run by Dick Cheney, who's a globalist, who ran George W. Bush's White House from his vice president's office. But apparently Don Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, made the deal with Azerbaijan with some major quid pro quo that Azerbaijan wanted, which the U.S. twisted arm to get. In exchange, Azerbaijan went to work for the U.S. as their courier of choice under diplomatic cover. And this is a major blockbuster story. More is going to be coming out. And I sent your producer the name of Diliana and contact information. I would suggest that you interview her. She does speak English, and she's very competent. And I might also say that she's been fired from her job at Trudes, which is the Bulgarian news service, because of her reporting, which means that obviously an establishment organization not going to allow this kind of whistleblower investigation. It would be interesting for you to ask her what kind of pressure was she going to, how that played out and how she ended up losing her job and what kind of pressure was applied, because that's always an indication of conspiracy when top people come down on a whistleblower.
Multiple smoking guns in that issue, and we definitely will interview her. Also, I wanted to get your comments. I'm sure you've been following the Bunkerville Ranch that was in your latest World Affairs brief. You've been following the Bunkerville trials that are there, and we've talked to people who were there. And, of course, the four defendants who were retried because there were hung juries in the first trial, and they went through a second trial. Two of the defendants were acquitted. They put 10 charges against each one of them. Two of the defendants were acquitted by the jury of all the charges. Two others were acquitted of most of the charges, but they have several other charges. There's one juror reportedly who was hanging out on that. And I think the most amazing thing about that, Joel, is the fact that you had such a biased judge who was rigging this process, and the jury saw through that and gave an acquittal to most of these charges. It was 40-some-odd charges, and I think it was like 34 of those they said not guilty on.
Before I answer, let me just say that all of this is contained in this week's issue of the World Affairs Brief, and your listeners can get a free copy without subscribing just by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Story about the trial is the federal government's biggest nightmare. Remember that in the Oregon Malheur Refuge, they acquitted the defendants in that case by a jury basically going against the judges. Very biased opinions and instructions to the jury, and the jury saw through it and said, hey, this looks like a railroad job. Well, you know,
And let's pack that out and say that the judge said you cannot shut down many of the defense witnesses. Even some of the defendants who wanted to talk about this said you're not allowed to say anything about the actions of the government here. You cannot say anything about the guy who was running this operation, Dan Love, and the fact that he was under criminal investigation. All of that was shut down, and we've seen this before in the trials of Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht, and others. Anytime the government wants to get somebody, they remove all of the legal restraints to get the answer that they want, but the juries see through it, don't they, Joel?
Yeah, they do.
In most cases.
You know, so shocking to the federal prosecutors here is that Judge Navarro there, a Latino leftist government shill of a judge, was just so biased and so prejudiced, the jury essentially decided we're not going to prosecute any of these. And they, as you said, acquitted totally two of them and mostly the other two, which will have some other trial. But I don't know where the government's going to go from there. They're going to have to learn from this that to stop trying to manhandle the jury. You're going to have to stop trying to handcuff them from thinking because they're going to vote against you. And that's what's happened twice now. So obviously the trial of Ammon Bundy and his brothers are coming up, and those are the big ones that the U.S. wants to get. But they definitely overextended their hand this time, and it came back to bite them on jury nullification. In fact, the judge even talked to the jury, you are not allowed to do jury nullification. They arrested people who were passing out pamphlets, you know, as a violation of obstruction of justice when that was the violation of their free speech.
You know, that reminds us all really of the case that really made jury nullification clear, and that was in the case of William Penn. They arrested him. He clearly violated the law. They had an official church. They padlocked it. They still met on the steps. So then they arrested William Penn, who later immigrated to the United States and created Pennsylvania. The jurors, even though he clearly had violated the law, the jurors said, you can go free. At that point, the judge locked up the foreman and the number two and the jury, locked them up, and they were there for several weeks or a couple of months or whatever. And their lawyer said, show us the law, habeas corpus. So it established habeas corpus. She had to release, or he had to release them. And so it established habeas corpus, but it, prior to that, had established jury nullification. And we're seeing the same type of thing here. This furious judge who wants recrimination against these jurors, and yet the jury is one of our most important safeguards of liberty, isn't it, Joel?
It is, and that's why the judicial procedures have stopped many trials from going to jury, saying you can't have a jury trial unless it has such and such criteria. The Constitution says no such thing like that.
Yeah, they so just did that against Sheriff Joe Arpaio. They just said, yeah, you can't have a jury trial. So I was like, what is that about? I mean, it's crazy. But there's a political persecution that we see over and over again, and that's what's going on in the Bundy Ranch standoff as well.
It really is.
And so we need to see. What I'd like to see is I'd like to see a pardon of these people. We shouldn't have to wait for the jury to do justice. These people are in political jeopardy. They're political prisoners. And President Trump should pardon them for all the same reasons that he pardoned Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Thank you so much, Joel Skousen. It is always fascinating to talk to you. You always have great insights. And as he pointed out, if you want to get a free complimentary issue to see World Affairs Brief, you can send an email to him at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And he has an amazing issue this month. Thank you so much for joining us, Joel Skousen.
My pleasure, David.
We'll be right back.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Michael Malice, and he's someone who's written an autobiography, he says an unauthorized autobiography of Kim Jong-il. He knows a great deal about the North Korean mentality of these dictators. Of course, Il is the father of Un, the young Un, who is shooting missiles off everywhere. He truly is insane. But as we just talked to Joel Skousen, there are a lot of interesting angles in this. But we're going to be talking to him about the psychology of the North Koreans as we see these moves made over the weekend. Of course, we had a H-bomb, an order of magnitude higher than any of the previous nuclear tests that North Korea has done, and moves being made to do another missile test. And he's said multiple times that he's going to shoot something at Guam. If that were to happen, I think there would be great danger of a U.S. military response, because that's a massive U.S. military base at Guam. But we'll be talking to Michael Malice about the psychology of the North Korean dictators. That'll be in the next segment. I've got a little bit more news here. I want to talk about currency wars. We've been talking about the immigration war here for the most part of the first part of the program. We're talking about DACA and President Trump's move towards it. And of course, the GOP and Democrat political establishment and the media pushing back against it. Now they're interested in legislating amnesty. They were perfectly fine as long as Barack Obama's executive order was standing to have amnesty, but unfortunately, President Trump looks like he's going to give them 6 months to do something about this. And of course, if they do that, if they can't get to this right away, and it starts to push into next year as we start come into the 2018 primaries, as well as the elections, and the GOP decides that they're going to move forward with amnesty, it is going to be suicide for the Republican Party. We've had enough of their lies, and they need to move on it right now, and they should. President Trump should get rid of DACA right now without a 6 month waiting period. Before we get back to the news, I want to remind you that we have extended the sale of Super Male Vitality. Don't know how much longer that's going to last, but it is now currently 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com, the deepest we've ever had a discount on Super Male Vitality. You can look at over 3,500 authentic reviews. They're approved by our third party review site. It now sits at an unprecedented 4.6 out of 5.0 as an average rating. So take a look and see what the reviewers say. Read it for yourself. See what Super Male Vitality has done for other listeners, and you can get it right now at the deepest discount it has ever had, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. We also still have our sale on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTru Selenium, both of those 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com for limited time. There's no question that you need to have adequate levels of selenium and iodine. Deficiencies in both of those have been linked to numerous diseases. Now you can get the best non-GMO source of this. It's organic, or BioTru Selenium. We call it BioTru
because it's made from 100% organic mustard seed. You can get that at 45% off along with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a new special today. You can get turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth and caveman. That's our true paleo formula. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Available in either chocolate or strawberry. That's caveman true paleo formula. 50% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only. Let's take a look at the currency wars. We have a report that came out, let's see, it was last week from Zero Hedge saying, cyber criminals are abandoning Bitcoin. Homeland Security admits they say it's a lot more legitimate than people think. So if you think that it's going to give you anonymity, you need to pay attention because Homeland Security doesn't have a problem with it anymore. As a matter of fact, earlier this month, the IRS announced that it had developed, with the help of Bitcoin Security from firm Chain Analysis, a tool where they could unmask owners of Bitcoin wallets. And, of course, that is the key reason that many people will participate in Bitcoin is because they want to get past the currency regulations and taxes, if you will, that are there throughout the IRS, through Homeland Security and so forth. They want the anonymity. And that's the whole point of having a cash society. But as they move to a cashless society, many people have turned to Bitcoin as a way to have an anonymous source of cash to be able to move country from money from one country to the other. One anonymous Homeland Security source told CNBC that Bitcoin has become, quote, a lot more legitimate than many people believe. It said, we're getting a lot better through law enforcement tracking those who are holding the exchanges, and we're making them more accountable. I think Bitcoin is a lot more legitimate than people give it credit for. Meanwhile, China is not looking at it as a legitimate source. They're concerned about it. Both Ethereum and Bitcoin yesterday were crashing after China confirmed its recent threat of an ICO crackdown. And so when the central bank said yesterday that initial coin offerings are illegal and that they disrupt financial markets, so perhaps they don't have the same kind of access as U.S. government claims that it does into Bitcoin. This is a statement that was put out on China's central bank website. This is the People's Bank of China website. They said they will strictly punish offerings in the future while penalizing legal violations and ones that have already been completed. The regulator said that the organizations or individuals that completed initial coin offerings should return the money raised and move to protect investors' rights and properly handle risks, they said, though it didn't specify how they're supposed to pay that money back to investors since it's now been declared illegal by the Chinese government. But the Chinese government itself may be moving against Bitcoin because they're trying to put out their own cryptocurrency and do this as a settlement mechanism. And this is part one of a couple of moves that China is now making to try to take over not only cryptocurrency, but to try to also shut down the petrodollar. They pointed out that the BRICS Finance Committee, and of course, BRICS is the organization Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and they have cooperated on a number of issues. They are now having a conference that has begun just this week, I believe. It's undergoing right now. And they said during the summit, the Russian Direct Investment Fund, somebody who runs that, it's called Dmitriev, told journalists that Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa could develop their own alternative to other payment tools. This is from the Russian Direct Investment Fund chief, Dmitriev. He said, while there is focus on settlements in national currencies, cryptocurrencies are also being discussed as one of the possible settlement mechanisms. He said BRICS cryptocurrencies could replace the U.S. dollar and other currencies used in settlements among member states. The BRICS countries have considered switching to local currencies for mutual settlement with the Chinese yuan as the lead currency. Meanwhile, they're moving to set up a gold-backed currency. So they're making two moves. They're trying to offer their own cryptocurrency, BRICS are, and now China is moving to set up a gold-backed currency to replace the U.S. petrodollar. And if you remember, we had Bretton Woods II, which is where President Nixon and Henry Kissinger said, we're going to go off the gold standard in the United States. They had actually gone off of it in practice long before that, and everybody was complaining about the fact that they had no tie to their fiat currency, their paper currency, to gold. They said, well, we're just going to go off of it. They set up the petrodollar where they got Saudi Arabia to agree to buy U.S. treasuries, and together they would denominate oil in that. Well, now China is moving in a way to try to break U.S. hegemony. They're hedging their bets to set up a gold-backed currency. Remember, that's what got Libya overthrown. That was when Muammar Gaddafi set up a gold-backed currency. That's when Hillary Clinton, we got the emails from Julian Assange. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze-drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Wars. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Michael Malice in this segment. Michael Malice is an author, a columnist, a media personality. He's co-authored a number of books, most recently Black Man White House. It's a satirical look at the Obama years, also a New York Times bestseller. He's also founding editor of Overheard in New York. But what we want to talk to him about today is about his book called Dear Reader, The Unauthorized Autobiography of Kim Jong-il. Of course, that's the father of the current North Korean dictator, who is at the center of everybody's concerns as to whether or not he's going to kick off World War III with the firing of missiles, the testing of a hydrogen bomb over this weekend. Everybody is concerned about that. So I want to talk to Mr. Malice about the psychology of the people who have been running for several generations North Korea, something that is on everybody's mind. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Malice. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
Are you there? Yes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What can you tell us now? You've written a book about the father of Kim Jong-un, and you call it The Unauthorized Autobiography of Kim Jong-il. What can you tell us about the psychology of these people? Give us an insight into this, because we're all looking at this and we're saying, what is the matter with this guy? Why is he shooting missiles over Japan? Why is he threatening to shoot missiles at Guam, knowing that that's most likely going to provoke a response from the U.S. military of some sort?
But that's actually untrue. It's most, we've seen him, they've been provoking for decades and there's been no response. So what this does for them psychologically is to demonstrate their strength without having any real cost in terms of life or damage. So they get to be a small country the size of Pennsylvania, and their leader, Kim Jong-un, currently gets to say, look, we're pushing America around, the big boy. The president is saying, don't do this. Rex Tillerson is saying, don't do this. And they're doing it, and they're having no consequences. So the psychology for these kind of actions is perfectly clear.
So you think this is really more playing for the home audience, and like we see with the you know, the Iranians having their death to America chant that they've had every year since the Shah of Iran was overthrown. You think this is something they're playing to an internal audience that really hasn't changed over the decades?
Well, it's both. It's playing to an internal audience very effectively, but it's also playing to an international audience, because you have China, you have South Korea, Japan, the U.S., all saying, come on, this is unacceptable. We're not going to let you do it. And they're saying, well, what are you going to do about it? So it's a very explicit demonstration. You judge people by not their words, but by their actions. And what they're seeing is a lot of these other countries aren't willing to take the chance to back up their threats to North Korea. North Korea can revel in their strength disproportionate to their size and population.
You know, we had Joel Skousen on earlier, and he was saying that unless the U.S. military wanted to take massive preemptive strike, if they do half measures in terms of attacking Kim Jong-un, it's going to really, truly be a catastrophe. And he doesn't see the U.S. really moving aircraft carriers or taking the kind of preemptive moves strategically to really make an effective preemptive strike. So if they were to do something in response to a missile being shot at Guam, it would truly be catastrophic, in his opinion. What do you think? I've seen many people, the population of South Korea, as you point out, they never took these moves very seriously. Right. As we were looking at this several months ago. Are they taking it seriously now, in your opinion?
No, they're not. I mean, they've been living with this, the shadow of this, for decades. And you've also seen how, you know, Secretary Tillerson has said explicitly, and thankfully this is a bit of a break from previous policy. He's saying, look, if we go to war, Steve Bannon said the same thing. If we had the military option in North Korea, it would be a complete cataclysmic nightmare. It would be a Pyrrhic victory at best. So this is something that we really have to think about and have as an absolute last resort, as opposed to many conservatives who are saying, well, they insulted us, so we better go in and kill them all. It's like, listen, if the choice is between being insulted and killing 25 million people, you'll take the insult.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, of course, what do you make of Nikki Haley beating the drums for war, as we saw this last couple of days, saying they're begging for war?
There's a big difference between beating drums and pulling a trigger. North Korea is also beating the drums for war, but they haven't pulled the trigger yet either. So when you're dealing with negotiations with someone, and North Korea is perfectly sane, they're just bad people, the way you want to respond to force is with an equivalent measure of force, or the way you respond to rhetoric is with an equivalent amount of rhetoric. If someone comes up to you in a bar and says, hey, you want to fight, and you say, no, please, let's not, that's going to be taken as a sign of weakness, and that will give that person space for escalation. So this is exactly the same process that we're seeing in our relationship between North Korea and the States.
Let's take another look at another angle of this. And, of course, as this was beginning, President Trump said, I want to give China a chance to help us resolve this peacefully, and I might pull back from some of the measures that he had campaigned on in terms of trade negotiations or pulling back some of the favorable things from China if they will help us. Is it possible that China, many people have suggested that China is basically playing us along, allowing this to happen, not really putting significant pressure on North Korea to tamp this down, allowing this to happen so they can squeeze some trade agreements out of President Trump, or have him pull back on some of the trade moves that he would normally make?
I'm sure that's part of it. China's very Machiavellian in their strategy. And frankly, I think that's fine. If it's going to take, you know, not raising taxes on exports or something minimal like that to prevent nuclear war, and I mean, the amount of lives that would be lost, including on the American side, I mean, this is a small price to pay. But at the same time, the question is, how much leverage does China have over North Korea? There's a lot of people who think, well, they could just end this all with one phone call. It's not that simple. North Korea, again, is based on defiance. It's based on being, their philosophy is called the Juche idea, which means self-reliance. So they are very fond of being able to tell bigger countries no, and we're going to do whatever we want. So China might be able to kind of put a pause on the system, but at the same time, Kim Jong-un realizes correctly that once he has nukes, he's going to be effectively unstoppable. If you look at other countries, Iraq and Libya are the best examples. When they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, you saw what happened to the leaders there. So there's a very big incentive for him to be as fortified as possible.
Tell us a little bit about your book, The Unauthorized Autobiography of Kim Jong-il. Tell us a little bit about what you discerned about him and where your research came from. Did you go to North Korea to do this research?
I went to Pyongyang. You have great party cred if you go, because you can tell people it's the new Milan. You haven't been, you have to go. It's fascinating going there. It's almost impossible to describe. But when I first started working in this space, and this has changed over the last few years to my great delight, so much of the press reports were like, they're crazy, they're suicidal, they're going to launch at any moment. And I'm sure, David, you remember in the lead up to the Iraq war, it was the same kind of rhetoric. Mm-hmm. Oh, Saddam Hussein has these weapons. He's going to launch them at any moment. Well, not only did he not launch them at any moment, he didn't even have them. So we have to have kind of a take its breath. You remember during the Cold War, how many thousands of nukes did we have pointed at us and our allies from the Soviet Union? And we survived that. So one of the things I learned from my research, which was surprising, when you go there and you read their propaganda, all their moves have reasons for them, and they're explained explicitly. So they have a very coherent ideology. It is inhumane. It is barbaric. It is the worst country on earth. But why I wrote this book was to show people, look, this is not a carnival. These aren't clowns. These are very sick, evil people with a coherent, evil ideology. And this didn't happen overnight. As Kim Jong-il tells the story in my book, it's a decades-long process to get to the point where it is today, from the 1940s when Korea as a whole was a colony of Japan to this prison camp that the Kim family has built in 2017.
And of course, you mentioned that they were a prison colony of Japan, and they just fired a missile over a Japanese island. Was that a big FU to the Japanese? Is that a provocative? I'm sure that it was. But I mean, when you look at this and you look at their background, you wonder, it just to us in the West looking at it, it looks totally unhinged. And you wonder if either deliberately or if by accident they actually hit something. What is going to be the response of that? And of course, that's the thing that concerns all of us so much. We got to take a quick break here. We're going to be back with Michael Malice. And of course, he's author, columnist, media personality, and the book that he wrote after going to North Korea, Dear Reader, The Unauthorized Autobiography of Kim Jong-il. We're going to talk to somebody who's been to North Korea, get the mindset of these people, and it'll be very interesting. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. On this September 5th, 2017, we're talking to Michael Malas, author, columnist, media personality, and of course somebody who's actually been to North Korea, written a book about Kim Jong-un's father, The Unauthorized Autobiography of Kim Jong-il. Of course, he's also on television. He writes the Town Called Malas column for The Observer. You'll find him at michaelmalas.com, also on Twitter, at Michael Malas. We're going to get right back to him in just a moment. Real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you want something with turmeric root, with chaga mushroom, with bee pollen, with bone broth?
Caveman really is the ultimate and true paleo nutrition, and we have a new sale at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off Caveman True Paleo Formula. You can get it in either chocolate or strawberry. We also have a continuation of the sales that began last week. Super Male Vitality, 57% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and Bio True Selenium, 45% off. Two essential elements that you need in your diet. And, of course, you can get them in a, we're talking about Bio True Selenium. It is non-GMO. It is made from 100% organic mustard seed. Same thing with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. A pure, deep source, deep earth source of iodine. You can get both of those, the nascent iodine and the BioTrue Selenium, for 45% off. And Emmerich's Essential line of organic household products. The entire line, 50% off. And that's things like sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, natural deodorant. And, of course, the things like our herbal bug spray doesn't have DEET in it. So that's the key thing. You get organic household products that don't have dangerous chemicals added to it, and you can find all of those at 50% off. That's Emmerich's Essential line of products at InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you for your support. That's what makes programs like this possible. It's what makes the expansion of InfoWars with programs like this possible. Michael, you know, when we're talking about the psychology of people in North Korea, I'm reminded of the documentary that was done, The Fog of War, where they talked to Robert McNamara. And he admitted in that documentary some amazing things. One of the amazing things he admitted was he went to North Korea after the war, decades after the war, and the guy from North Korea slammed his fist on the table and stood up and said, "What were you thinking? You were telling everybody this is the domino theory, that we were going to be pawns of China, and you didn't realize that we'd fought China for centuries for our independence. That was never," and he was like, "Wow, gee, I never really thought of that." Are we making the same kind of mistake with North Korea because we don't understand that country, we don't understand their psychology?
Oh, I think so. I think you hear a lot of people in the press. I mean, North Korea is a very complicated subject. That's not a controversial thing to say. But you see a lot of people who are talking heads who haven't done their homework on this, and you can't blame them because a lot of the homework is locked in Pyongyang, so you can't really do the research. But they're just basically opining and thinking China can just finish this off with one phone call. It is so much more complicated than that. It's so much trickier than that. I mean, if you want to compare things in terms of complexity, compare it to the Israeli-Palestinian problem. It's very, very complicated. It's not going to be something that can be solved with one meeting. And they have a huge incentive for maintaining their control of power and having it being as weaponized as possible.
And a good example of that is the fear of China and even Russia of massive immigration, uncontrolled immigration into their countries because of economic hardship. And we got the U.S. saying, well, we either need to do something about it. Maybe if we do it peacefully, what we need are massive sanctions to shut down their economy totally. And of course, that's going to create massive floods of millions of people going across the borders into China, into Russia. That frightens both of those countries at the same time. So you're talking about it. It's a very, very difficult situation. Talk about the economic situation in North Korea right now, even without those types of sanctions in place.
Well, let me make a little correction. In the 90s, their economy effectively shut down. They basically had a governmental collapse. And rather than allow the United Nations to deliver food, Kim Jong-il chose to have his population starve. 1 to 2 million people starved. They had return of diseases like polio. They had no electricity. And Kim Jong-il said having too many people makes socialism difficult. And, you know, when the UN was trying to go to different towns, they weren't allowed to have any Korean speakers on board. They would take them to town A on Monday, town B on Tuesday, and then return them to town A on Monday to show them everything's fine. When they said, "Hey, we were here just here on Monday," they said, "No, you weren't. And what were you going to do about it?" So they are willing to let the population starve rather than have food. Even now, rather than lose control of power, even now they don't have electricity throughout most of the country. There's a very famous picture online of the Korean Peninsula at night. And South Korea glows very brightly even from space. In North Korea, there's just one button of light, which is Pyongyang. But even in Pyongyang, the capital city, there's a limited electricity. You see when you're there. So the idea that sanctions is somehow going to make them do anything, what they can say with a straight face is, you don't have food because the American imperialists, how they refer to us, are putting sanctions on you. And they will be able to say this with a straight face. And that will just make the population double down on their support of the regime. In the same way, if someone tried to put sanctions on us, is that going to make them us like that other country, or is that going to have us support the government more?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, when I go to, I went to China when we adopted my daughter, I was surprised to see how they worshiped Mao, even though there were probably 50 million people or more by some estimates that he, as part of his Cultural Revolution, that died. They love Stalin in many parts of Russia. So it's like, what, they coalesce around a leader. Even if that leader brings them into war, even if that leader unleashes a horrific political persecution on people as Stalin did with his purges, they still look at that person and say, wow, this is a great guy. So yeah, any kind of pressure like that from the outside is going to actually make these dictators look better to them. You pointed out before, you're not any fan of North Korea. You said it's evil. It's the worst country on earth. What was it like when you were there? What did the people, how were the people there? I mean, were they just in total fear or were they somewhat supportive of,
Let me just talk about something you just mentioned, which is, look, from their perspective, they were a rinky-dink colony of Japan, and now China and the U.S. is negotiating with them and bowing down to them in a sense and their defiance. So you can see why they rallied around them in that sense. They made them important. Now, the people there—
They made us important, exactly.
But when I was there, being an obnoxious New Yorker, I made it a point to get into everyone's face and wave at them because I knew the reaction would be sincere and would be impromptu. And I got to tell you, even though it's the most abnormal, inhumane country on earth, communism doesn't work. You can't change human nature. So you see grandmothers with their grandkids, and when you wave at the grandkid, the grandmother smiles, and teenage girls giggle, and the teenage boys in their tracksuits give you the elevator eyes and then give you a sneer because they think they're better than you. So the reactions are shockingly, shockingly similar to the reactions here. And in fact, you know, North Koreans are shorter, I think 4 inches on average, than South Koreans due to malnutrition and other factors. Every woman in North Korea has like 6-inch heels on. So the parallel, it's basically like, what would you do if you found yourself in prison? Well, it's not like you're going to become a robot. You're going to try to have your normal life despite the limitations of this prison.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Essentially living life in prison, isn't it? That must be what it's like there. And of course, we see the stories of some individuals who go there and they think, hey, it'd be pretty cool to steal a poster here of North Korea, and then they wind up in jail there. That's a caution to anybody who's thinking they would like to go check that. Hasn't that been shut down by the State Department now, Americans traveling to North Korea because of that type of stuff?
Correct. They banned the travel to North Korea. When I was there, they just told us, look, be respectful and be respectfulist. Don't talk politics and be respectful, especially of their government and their leader. For example, someone mailed them a gift to North Korea. They used the newspaper and had a picture of the leader on it, and this was, you know, they had to send a huge apology. So the leaders are treated as icons in a literal sense, these kind of holy photographs and so on and so forth. But I felt very safe when I was there. Otto Wambier, who did not deserve to be murdered, who is absolutely a victim of this regime, at the same time he was trespassing and stealing a government program, a poster, excuse me. If you go to the White House and you kind of, you know, trespass and steal a portrait of Hillary Clinton, that Secret Service isn't going to shake their finger at you. It's going to be bad. But of course, nothing's as bad or as brutal as the North Korean regime.
Wow, absolutely amazing. We've got about a minute left. What would you say to the American people about, just summarize your feelings about what's going on right now with North Korea and with the United States? As you said before, it is something internally that they believe that is actually working for them because they're now getting respect. The people even look at this and say, hey, look, you know, he's brought us respect from foreign countries. They're bowing down and looking at us. What would you say moving forward should the United States do?
I would say, first of all, keep in mind that there's 25 million hostages there or slaves. So the idea that I've seen some people say, well, they've insulted us, we should rain hellfire on them. If you want to have the moral high ground, war should be absolutely a last resort. And the idea that these 25 million people are expendable and you shouldn't care about them one way or another is something I think you should really consider, number one. Number two is they haven't hit anyone. Take a deep breath. The media loves beating the war drums. The media loves the idea of going to war and bloodshed. That should be an absolutely last resort. And keep in mind that Kim Jong-un is a very evil person, a very ruthless person, a soulless person, but a rational person who's doing things for logical reasons to maintain his hold on power.
That's the key thing. That's what they're going to key off of, whether or not he is rational. But of course, if we're rational, we're going to follow the Constitution and have a debate as to whether or not we should get involved in a war rather than jumping off and doing a preemptive strike without any kind of public debate over this. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael Malice. You can find him at michaelmalice.com. Also on Twitter, at Michael Malice. That concludes our broadcast today. Stay tuned for Alex Jones coming up right now.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.